Spider-Man.
All right. Welcome to the Amazing Spider webcast, where we go through Amazing Spider-Man issue by issue. However, today we have something a little bit different, a little bit of alternative programming. When I started this many years ago and made very little progress, cut me some slack, everybody. This is like, podcasting is like a, you know, just hobby of mine. And then this is a sub hobby of a hobby. So, you know, I do what I can. But when I started this originally, I did think we would probably have an occasional diversion away from the strictly issue by issue kind of thing that was going on. And recently I came across a site that kind of dovetails with that. So here's what we're going to do for this time. We're not covering an issue of The Amazing Spider-Man, and instead are covering the Hostess advertisements from Marvel Comics that feature Spider-Man. Now, this is from a website called seanbaby.com/hostess.htm. I don't know what else is on this website. I guess I should have looked around a little bit. There's like a lot of classic comic book ads and stuff like that. But this is specifically about Hostess fruit pies, which is like what am I gonna say? It's basically ads for, you know, a snack. And they were often featured in comic books. And what they would do is have basically a short comic book story in order to advertise these snacks. This is for people unfamiliar, I guess. I can't imagine that's a lot of people, but, you know, I'm sure it's some. And what it would be is like some scenario would come up, and then usually the problem was solved by the superhero using Hostess fruit pies to whatever, resolve the situation. So let's just take a look here. The first one I've got is Spider-Man versus the Chairman, or Chairman. Well, I'm saying Chairman. I'll show you why in a second. So it opens on a guy in a suit pointing a gun at Spider-Man and saying, "Spider-Man, you're in the hot seat now. Tell me where the antique chair shipment is, or I'll turn you into a chair like the others. Ha ha ha." Spider-Man says, "I'm no stoolie chairman." Pretty good joke. So I guess he's a chair-themed villain. Okay. You gotta wonder, was this something that, you know, Marvel Comics came up with? Or was this something that Hostess came up with? And they're like, come up with a supervillain. And they're like, I don't know, the chairman turns people into chairs and also likes chairs. And so these kids come across a chair that is looks like it's decorated like a policeman's uniform with a little cap on the back. And the chair says, it was the chairman, all right. He's around the bend and he's got the drop on Spider-Man. And so the kids decide to go help Spider-Man. They're like, hold it, chairman. They throw a bunch of fruit pies in a pretty good action little panel. And then Spider-Man says, kids, thanks to you, the chairman's plan and gun backfired. He got his, and now here's yours. Hostess Twinkie Snack Cakes. I love the golden sponge cake creamed filling. Twinkie Snack Cakes are my favorite snack. And the chairman is being taken away and says, thanks for the Twinkies, snack cake, kids. So apparently they threw Twinkies into the barrel of the gun. It backfired and turned the chairman into a chair. It's like, it's kind of hard to describe this because it is extremely surreal. Like this, the idea of this villain is surreal, but then the execution of it is also very surreal. Next, we've got Spider-Man and the Demolition Derby. Demolition Derby is a clever name for a villain who has a hat that apparently he can throw around and it like smashes things. So I guess it's just like a big metal hat, I guess. That's all I could think of that it would be. But I'm not sure. I mean, it's like Odd Job from James Bond, but a little dumber. You know what I mean? It's like, well, what if he could just carry around a heavy metal ball and basically have the same effect, right? This isn't like an amazing thing other than his name is Demolition Derby. Also, Demolition Derby is a bald man. So when he takes his hat off, he does have to reveal that he's bald, which I find, you know, I'm like, I wonder if that makes him hesitate. He's like, I don't know. And so then, you know, Demolition Derby is like, you insect, you can't spin a web strong enough to hold the Demolition Derby. And Spidey says, maybe not, but Hostess Twinkie's cakes are delicious enough to hold you up until the police get here. And then so he's like just eating Twinkies and he's like, sponge cake creamed filling. My hat's off to Hostess Twinkie's cakes as he's being dragged away by the police while eating another Twinkie. Pretty great. I just like the idea of the Demolition Derby. It's one of those ones where you're like, sometimes, right, they must have come up with the name of a supervillain and then decided what it was. You know what I mean? All right, next we've got Spider-Man in The Spider-Man and the Fly. Spider-Man is strapped down to a table, and there's a guy in a fly-looking costume who's like, wake up, webhead. And Spidey says, just what I've always wanted, to have breakfast with the fly. But what happened? I remember being thrown from the top of the Empire State Building, fly. Now that wasn't nice, but what am I doing here? So I guess this one gives us a little world where it's like, there's a backstory. Something happened. We're not going to actually show you the exciting thing that happened. We're going to just start here with you on a table. And the fly says, I'm here to entertain you, web slinger. Blah, blah, blah. Soon you'll be squirming when you see what I'm have in store for you. Spider-Man easily just stands up from the table. I guess maybe the fly didn't know that he was like super strong and was just like, ah, shit. I didn't realize that I couldn't just put him down with like a seatbelt and be like, yeah, okay. The fly like points a gun at him and, you know, is like, this is the end for you. And then Spider-Man says, okay, you win. I give up. But first, have a Hostess Twinkies here in my utility belt. And the fly is like, delicious Hostess Twinkies. It's the only thing I love. That golden sponge cake and creamed filling. And then he gives them to the fly and punches him. So he drops his gun. It's funny because they say Hostess Twinkies in here. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's like in bold, you know, whatever. And it just keeps coming up. And like I have to do for my regular job, I have to do some advertising. And, you know, for most things that you advertise for, they're like, as long as you mention the name at least once, that's fine. You don't have to say it 50 times. The next one is hilariously titled Spider-Man Spoils a Snatch, which I guess is a way of saying, like, once you go Spider-Man, you'll never go back. And Peter Parker and Mary Jane seem to be visiting a gem museum, which is labeled by a sign. And there's like a bunch of guys who look the same. Maybe it's like a clone or something. Oh, okay. Some smart aleck is projecting hundreds of images. My spider webs can't catch what's not real, but how to tell which is the real villain? So I guess it's just projected images. And so what he does is in the middle of all these clones, Spider-Man throws Hostess cupcakes on the floor and he says nothing human can resist a Hostess cupcake. He can't help but show himself. Sure enough, the one real guy is like, delicious, absolutely delicious. My images can't enjoy this delicious devil's food cake, this fudgy chocolatey icing, the fresh wholesome taste. I can. So anyway, that's how he used it. Hostess cupcakes are so fucking good that the guy, you know, stops mid-robbery and is like, yeah, screw it. Like, I got to eat this cupcake right now, you know, and somebody else on the scene might be like, do you have to do that now? Couldn't you? One of the flaws in all of these, of course, is that, you know, obviously, if you got away with a diamond heist, you could buy many cupcakes. It's like that Simpsons joke, you know, where he's like looking under the couch for a peanut and then finds $20 and is like, oh, $20. And then his brain is like, wait, you know, that's better than the peanut. And then he's like, explain. And he's like, money can be exchanged for goods and services. It's like, oh, okay, okay. Oh, okay. So next we've got Spider-Man and the Cupcake Caper. And so there's like something happening outside. And Spider-Man is using as an excuse to go out and deal. Peter Parker is with Mary Jane. And as an excuse to go outside and deal with it, he's like, I'm going to go get some milk to have with these Hostess cupcakes. And she says, sure, Peter, anything to avoid reality. But at least this time you left me with a really delicious snack, devil's food cake, chocolatey icing, creamy filling. And so then Spider-Man goes out, webs up Man Mountain Marco. And, you know, he says, don't look now, Marco, but the mountain just became a molehill. And the cops say, Webhead, we don't understand you, but we sure appreciate the help. And he says, thanks, guys. Meanwhile, blah, blah, blah. Webhead, we don't understand you, but we sure appreciate the help. I'm like, well, that's a weird summary of what happens in Spider-Man comics. We fear you in some ways, and yet we appreciate your help. This is a confusing moment for me, a police officer. Oh, my God. Next, we have Spider-Man meets the Homewrecker, which is not a male gigolo, but a guy driving a wrecking ball, smashing a bunch of shit. And Spider-Man is like, well, I can get him to take his hands off the controls because he'll need both hands if I throw these Hostess fruit pies at him, you know, and he'll need to eat them. He needs to double fist them, basically, which is exactly true. He's like, well, what could I do? I needed to eat these both at once with, you know, two hands. I would suggest putting them together in an almost sandwich style. And, you know, that would probably be in a flavor explosion. And then you could still wrecking ball with your other hand. But what do I know? I don't know how a wrecking ball works. I'm not that great at it. Next, we've got Spider-Man meets Madame Web. Now, I think this is a different Madame Web. But I'm not sure. But here's what happens. Okay, so starts with Spider-Man looking at a newspaper. City in panic. Webhead accused of Tangle Harbor in his web. What? Webhead accused of Tang Harbor in his web. Tangling Harbor in his web. And then Spider-Man's like, oh man, everyone thinks I'm to blame. I'm tired of running from the cops, but I must get through and save the harbor. And then Madame Web, who is basically in a weird-ass costume, is like, I loved Spider-Man, but he rejected me. Me, Madame Web. So my revenge, I'll make everyone blame him for tangling the harbor. Spider-Man, my only love, come with me and let's run away. And then Spider-Man says, Madame Web, that love-crazed fiend. I cannot wait to call my partner that. You love-crazed fiend. What if I give you a whole bunch of Hostess cupcake or Hostess Twinkies instead? Would you clear the harbor in my good name? Ooh, for that, I'd clear up the ocean, the world, anything. First, I lose Spider-Man, then Hostess Twinkies. What a tangled web. That's amazing. Would you give me up my girlfriend for Twinkies? Yeah, absolutely I would. Here's a little hint. If you think you're in love with somebody, but you would trade that love for Hostess Twinkies, you're not that in love with that person. You know what I mean? I don't care how much you love Twinkies. If you had to ask me, like, okay, if I could either give up my love for my partner and then, you know, all the Twinkies in the world vanish, or I could have Twinkies, I would be like, yeah, I'll just vanish the love. That's fine. I mean, you know, Twinkies are an iconic snack and everything, and I would be like, hey, guys, sorry. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I know these probably mean a lot to people, but, like, come on. Is this anybody's, like, absolute fave? They're like, my life is empty without this now? Come on. I mean, I would feel bad, because if someone really was in that position, I'd be like, oh, it's kind of a dick move on my part. If the best thing in someone's life is Twinkies, they probably don't have a lot and really need it. But, you know, whatever. Spider-Man shows up to a, like, electronics store. And there's a computer. And he gives him Hostess cupcakes. And the guy says, I'm programmed to love this chocolatey cake. My circuits light up for that fudgy icing. And then Spider-Man takes the head off and it's a guy. I guess he was figured out. There's a human computer on the loose. He's an evil genius with an electronic brain. But the electronic brain appears to just be a computer that he put over his head like a mask or something. I don't know. It makes no fucking sense. Basically, he's like, you'll take this hat off, right, if I do this? Ooh. Spider-Man meets Junjitsu. Junjitsu? Is this a real character? It is. Jitsui. Junjitsui. Although all the references to her seem to be for this cupcake ad. So I guess when I say, is this a real character? Okay. This, if I was like a real big comics fan, this would make me crazy. Because I'd be like, okay, hold on. Does that mean that characters that appear... So Demolition Derby is like a real Spider-Man villain. Like, that's canonical? Who decided that was canonical? And like, who do I talk to at Marvel to be like, I got a great idea for you guys. I want to bring back all these Twinkie villains. They'd be like, Twink villains? And I'm like, no. I mean, yes, that's another story. But, you know, this one's pretty good, too. Basically, Junjitsu is kicking Spider-Man's ass. And then he gives her Twinkies. And she's like, all right, you know what? I'll eat Twinkies instead of kicking your ass. That's fine. The end. Next, we've got Spider-Man in The Rescue. Spider-Man is, I guess, stopping a... or he's rescuing a kidnapped kid. And the guy is like, you want this kid, Webhead? You got him. And just throws the kid at Spider-Man, who knocks Spider-Man over. But then Spider-Man is like, watch me while I take care of the bad guys. Gives the kid Twinkies. And then... that's the end. He ties up the bad guys in a web and the kid eats Twinkies. This is the worst one so far because it's like, well, he's just giving this kid Twinkies to eat while he's like taking care of business. It's like, okay, so you're just giving this kid something to eat off to the... it's not Spider-Man eating the Twinkies, right? And it's not like these are irresistible. It's like, yeah, of course a kid's gonna eat a fucking Twinkie. But also, it's not like the Twinkie play. The Twinkie does not play enough of a role. Like, if I was Mad Men-ing this ad, I'd be like, the Twinkie needs to be a symbol of, you know, whatever. And it needs to be so irresistible that people basically lose all sense of logic. Like in Spider-Man in The Trap, where Spider-Man is trapped under a net and then is like, well, how about you let me out? The guy says, not for $1 million. And then Spider-Man's like, how about for Twinkies? And the guy says, okay, sure, and lets him out. Dumb? Yes. Nonsensical? Absolutely. However, it like proves the point, right? Twinkies are worth more than $1 million. All right, next we've got, now this is an interesting take on it, Spider-Man and the Twinkie Takers, which is a... somebody robbing a place with like an orange afro wig and like Groucho glasses, or maybe that's his real hair, hard to say. But he says, everybody lie down, we're gonna steal all the Twinkies. You go down to the storeroom and bring up all the Hostess Twinkies. Now, unfortunately, Peter Parker is the one they told to go down to the storeroom. And he says, little did they know that Hostess Twinkies are never stored away, they're always fresh on the Hostess display. So then he turns into Spider-Man, beats up the guys, and whatever. So that one is a little bit of a good take, because one, it's like Twinkies are valuable enough to rob a place at gunpoint. But two, it gives Spider-Man the opportunity to be like, those dumbasses don't know the Twinkies are always fresh. There's nothing in this storeroom, idiots. okay. Spider-Man in puts himself in the picture. So I guess there's a villain named Photo Man who pretends he's taking pictures of people, but then it freezes them so he can steal their valuables. pretty dumb gimmick, but whatever. I mean, you know, not the worst gimmick, certainly, of freezing people. From this era of Spider-Man, 1978, not the worst idea I've ever heard. But anyway, Photo Man takes a picture of Spider-Man, freezing him in place. However, he finds on Spider-Man a hostess Twinkie. And then Photo Man's so busy enjoying those Twinkies, he's forgotten this little webhead here's, or he's forgotten me. Here's web in your eye. Solves the problem. I mean, yeah, not great. Not the best. Here's a second kidnapping, by the way. So Spider-Man and the kidnap caper, back to, he gets home just in time to catch the phone. Maybe some clue on Aunt May's whereabouts. Oh, so apparently she's been kidnapped. Someone says, for $50,000, that's what's for. Get us the dough or you'll never see your aunt again. So he goes swinging across town with a suitcase, which is full of, guess what? He tricked us, hostess Twinkies. And the criminal's like, I was really looking forward to some delicious money, but I also like Twinkies. And then Spider-Man and Peter Parker and Aunt May are home just eating Twinkies. Now, a couple questions for everybody here. Why did they kidnap Aunt May? They don't know that Spider-Man and Aunt May are related. They also, it's like, how are you going to get $50,000 in like 1978? For some elderly woman who has, you know, basically no income and no whatever. Doesn't seem like a great plan. Not a great idea. But whatever. They also don't question at all that Spider-Man shows up with the ransom instead of Peter Parker. But, you know, again. Okay, so Spider-Man and willpower. Peter Parker and Mary Jane are looking for peace and quiet on vacation and find only trouble. I don't know what's happening. Mary Jane's being swept away by these ladies. Peter Parker's being restrained. And then Spider-Man beats him. Peter Parker beats them up. Beats them unconscious, apparently. And so it's like there's an evil... Oh, Simon, the evil Swami, has the townspeople marching to his orders. I guess he hypnotized them. Spider-Man swings by and is like... he tells all the people, have these delicious hostess fruit pies, apple and cherry. Think for yourselves. And the Swami's like, no, you can't eat those delicious hostess fruit pies. Stop, I command you. I love how they do that. They throw in the word delicious because he's like, I don't want them to do this. This is ruining my plan. But even I must admit that they are delicious. And then somebody's like, no one can tell me not to eat that wonderful, tender, light crust. Your command is no longer our will. That real fruit filling is too compelling. So I guess hostess fruit pies are so amazing that they can break the spell. Next, we've got Spider-Man in Break the Bank. There's a bunch of people angry in line at the bank. The computer's been making the same mistakes on my statements. They print numbers so light on my passbook. I don't know who owes whom and blah, blah, blah. And there's a guy off to the side and clearly a villain of some kind. And he's like, good, good, get mad. Blame the bank. Pull out your money. Then I'll take over the bank. Me, printout man. The one who's jammed all the computers that the bank is being blamed for. I don't know why printout man is on the scene in costume screwing with the printer. And somehow, let's see, pull out your money, then I'll take over the bank. I don't know how that works, but all right. Printout man goes into a vault, and then the vault is full of hostess cupcakes for some reason. And Spider-Man's like, you selfish creature, stealing people's money's bad enough, but this is unforgivable. And he says, what good is super wealth if I can't have all the great hostess cupcakes in the city under my favorite lock and key? Which you can. You can have both. What good is wealth if I can't have hostess cupcakes? That's exactly how that would work. Precisely how you could spend the money. And you could have both. Easily have both. This is always like when I watch a reality show and they're like, you know what, though? I know I didn't win... Whatever, I didn't win Project Runway, but but I went out on something that I believed in, and that's the real victory. And I'm like, well, you could have had both. You could have won with something you believed in. You know, my family's proud of me and I'm the real victory. Well, they probably would have been proud of you even if you, you know, hadn't, if you'd won. I don't think you winning would have made them not proud of you. Spider-Man, the champ. So there's a big boxing match, and I guess one of the boxers gets a note that's like, I'm going to get you before the ref can. Count two, signed the foe. So anyway, there's a boxing match going on, and then, okay, so the note says this, I'm going to get you before the ref can count two, signed the foe. Spider-Man swings into action, and as the ref, is that what they're called in boxing? Umpire, referee? He's like, one, two, and then Spider-Man throws a Hostess cupcake in his mouth so he can't say two, and then, I guess whoever was going to get away with this murder just gets away with it because, you know, whatever. I don't get it. Oh, never mind the count. I'll finish the referee, alias the foe. You're the only ref I know who can only count to two. What? Apparently the ref was the bad person. And somehow Spider-Man knew that. It's not explained, but, you know, he silences him before he can say two, and therefore, you know, he can't complete his ritual that allows him to do things, I guess. Next, we've got Spider-Man and Hotshot on the block, who's, I guess, a Human Torch knockoff, you know, and they have a little fight, and then even Hotshot can't send fireballs at me and eat Hostess Twinkies cakes at the same time, so this is kind of classic formula. I'll give him Twinkies and, you know, then he can't really do anything. Next, we've got Spider-Man and Legal Eagle, which I was hoping would be a court case, but it's actually just the Vulture who somebody got a wrong note because it's, well, it's the Vulture, but he's called the Legal Eagle and he looks like a griffin or something. It's a horrible, looks like what they did was a composite of like maybe the Green Goblin's face on the Vulture's wings and then some weird ape body or something. It's very bizarre and seems unnecessary because I'm like, why wouldn't you just use the Vulture? Something further confusing all these, right, is like, okay, so apparently Junjitsu is like a canon character, but it doesn't seem that canon characters for the most part are in Hostess except for like Man Mountain Marco, which I guess they're like, yeah, I mean, he's just a big guy, so like, whatever. Next we have Spider-Man's Dream Girl, which is like, apparently just some other ladies. Peter Parker has finally found enough courage to ask out his dream girl, beautiful Lisa Sky, S-K-Y-E. Now they're sitting on the, you know, I guess a little promenade near the Brooklyn Bridge, it looks like, and admiring the view. And then just a bunch of guys come along and are like, take a dive, twerp. We'll show this doll what's romantic. So they just throw him in the water. And then Spider-Man shows up, throws a bunch of Hostess cupcakes at them, and they all, you know, allow themselves to be webbed up, I guess. And then, you know, Peter Parker comes out of the water. And that's basically it. It's a weird, like, hero of the beach situation. It's just like, we'll show this lady a good time. Throw him in the water. Finally, we've got Spider-Man in the trap. Spider-Man, and the trap is a net, once again, that just goes over the top of him. It's a super steel spider net, which seems a little weird. It's like, why would you try and trap Spider-Man in what's basically a web? And then they throw him in a jail cell. And, you know, Spider-Man's like, hey, guard, how about you let me out of here? And the guy's like, I wouldn't for $1 million. And then, of course, how about for some delicious Hostess fruit pies? And he lets him out. I really enjoy, I mean, just how bad these are. I mean, they're also great, but they're also bad. And there's just something about that juxtaposition that's more delicious even than a tasty Hostess fruit pie. There you go. I've been Pete, your host. I hope you enjoyed this little diversion into a weird sub-genre of Spider-Man comics. You know, well, maybe we'll have more diversions in the future. We'll just have to see. You know what I mean? If anything tickles my fancy. We'll see you next time.
Like a vine, look out.